Sports brought to you by Wyman Building Supply, WWC Engineering, on this Wednesday morning, 20th day of August. And speaking of sports, James Timberlake.
Yeah, speaking of.
Speaking of sports, we've got well over 100 people already signed up for our pro football pick'em.
We're 2 weeks away from the start of the season.
Yeah, next week, I think we'll have VIPs in studio, I believe, next week. And we'll get that started. So if you want to go to our contest page and get signed up so you're ready to go, do that. Weekly prizes that are valued over $100 every week we give away. And you can win weekly prizes. And then, of course, grand prizes. We've got all of our sponsors back and more. And it's going to be a fun VIP pro football pick'em. So go there. Carol's Furniture, First Northern Bank, our great lead sponsors. We've got a bunch of awesome weekly sponsors. And go to our contest page and get signed up, sports fans. And you don't even have to be a sports fan. We have many people every year sign up, and they win.
Yeah, true.
Right? Throw the dart.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you'll probably be successful, to be honest with you.
Yeah, exactly. So get signed up, Pro Football Pick'em. We got it up right now on our contest page at sharedmedia.com. So go do that. And make sure you drink water today. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
101, new record yesterday. Broke the old one, 99, back in 1999.
It was 101?
It was 101.
Wow.
Yeah, it was 105 out in Claremont. Cynthia Vinoy texted me this morning. Hey, it was 105 here yesterday.
Yikes.
Yeek. All right, 100 today, 100 tomorrow, and then 85 Thursday and 78 on Friday. And back to low 80s Saturday and Sunday. So, yeah, it's going to cool down. So, but take precautions. Today, heat advisory. If you're prone to, sensitive to heat, careful today. But hydrate up. Connie Chung, news anchor, 79. She's not doing it anymore, I don't believe. Is 79 today. Robert Plant, musician. What was it, Led Zeppelin? 77 today. Al Roker, remember Al? Today's show, weatherman, TV host. He's 71 years of age today. On the date book, 1804, Lewis and Clark's Corps of Discovery, exploring the Louisiana Purchase, suffered its only death. Sergeant Charles Floyd died. Appendicitis. Oof.
Yeah, you wake up and you're like, man, my side hurts really bad.
And we're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
If you haven't been to the Lewis and Clark Corps Discovery Center in Pompey's Pillar, Montana, I grew up just a few miles down the road from that. It's not far from here. And go check it out. And because I grew up on the Yellowstone River and in Montana. And it's really cool. They got a really great Pompey's Pillar Rock. They got the only known signatures of Meriwether Lewis. There, and a couple of them, actually. And so, go check it out. Lewis and Clark's Corps Discovery Center, Pompey's Pillar, Montana. It's way cool. You know, I was growing up around there. I never went to the center until later in life. And it was just a few miles down the road. So, go there.
We probably all have something like that.
I know.
In our hometown that we've never...
It is. It's so close. And then you think, oh, I'll go there one day, and then you never do. So go there. 1866, President Andrew Johnson formally declared the U.S. Civil War over.
Okay.
1920, the first commercial radio station began operation. WWJ, Detroit, Michigan, 1920. WWJ. 14 years later, KWYO. So it's radio day today, James. Want some radio trivia? Why not?
Sure.
Radio. Let's do some radio trivia.
I'm going to be... disappointingly bad at this, probably.
Well, no. Well, I'll guide you through it here. You don't have to guess anything. Radio's over 100 years old, okay? First public radio station. Actually, the first public radio station. 1906. Featuring a violin performance of O Holy Night on Christmas Eve. Hmm. Yeah, way cool, huh? 1906. AM radio came before FM, obviously. You know what AM stands for?
Nope.
Amplitude modulation.
There you go.
Okay.
And FM is frequency modulation.
Yes, very good, James. There you go. And if you want me to show you the difference between the two, how they work out on a piece of paper, I'll do that for you after we get off the air here. Radios developed early 1900s. Joffre, you know, back in the, FM didn't come along till the 1930s, but it just didn't catch on right away.
Really?
Yeah. Radio saved lives in the Titanic disaster. The SOS signals were sent via radio, 1912, right, marking the first major uses of radio for emergency. More people use radio than TV or internet globally.
Yeah.
A fact.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Globally, radio reaches over 70% of the globe on a daily basis.
Much more accessible.
Yeah. And in the U.S., 90% listen to radio weekly. So thank you. We appreciate that. First U.S. radio station was KDKA in Pittsburgh. In fact, I know the owner of that current station. Made the first commercial radio broadcast November 2nd, 1920. So, covering the U.S. presidential election.
Hmm.
Now, radio waves will travel at the speed of light, okay?
Yep.
So, that's 186,000 miles per second. Allowing...
Why do you know? Oh, was that on that sheet?
No.
I thought you just knew that for... Did you know that off the top of your head?
The speed of light? Yeah, 186,000 miles an hour. I showed up at class that day.
Yeah, don't well, hold on a second. It does say, yeah, 186,000 like everybody
miles
knows
per
that.
Second.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Speed of light travels at 186,000 miles per second. I'm
okay.
positive on that. All right? That virtually allows you instant transmission of sound across the globe.
Makes sense.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Modern evolution of radio. Podcasting's come in. Bringing more people back into radio, reaching millions daily. So there you go. Left some radio facts there, James. I could spend a few hours on that, but I won't. So thank you for listening. We always appreciate that. It's Radio Day today. And it's also World Mosquito Day. Boy, there's a pesky thing. Why do we even have them? What purpose do they serve, right?
They're the worst.
They are. I was camping all when I was gone, you know. I camped all week plus that I was gone. Skeeters.
Man.
Fun. Now check this dude out, James. A Croatian free diver. Remember when you're talking about free diving, how hold your breath for a long periods of time?
Mm-hmm.
This guy achieved a basically seemingly impossible feat. On June 14th of this year, Vitamir Merrick took one last gulp of pure oxygen, laid down in a pool, remained in a cool sea cucumber type apparatus. Guess how long? Held his breath.
Way too long. That's something absurd.
Officially the longest held voluntary breath Guinness World Record. He beat the previous record by nearly 5 minutes. Now we're talking seconds. You know, you'd think he'd beat him by a few seconds. Like, oh, wow, that's great. No, this guy, mind-boggling, five more minutes than the longest one. As long as a bottlenose dolphin, he held his breath.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What the heck?
You know how long
That's
he
not
held
even it? Possible.
You know how long he held his breath for?
No, you're going to tell me.
I'm going to. 29 minutes.
Wow.
3 seconds.
That's a long time.
Wow. He inhaled pure oxygen for 10 minutes before his attempt. So he could increase his, you know...
I guess that makes sense,
oxygen in his blood plasma.
Hey, well, hold on a second there, Bob. I'm calling performance enhancer there. We got PED usage here on this.
He did see some performance enhancing
we
there.
We got some performance
10 minutes
enhancing.
Of pure oxygen before the attempt. Well, then somebody else can do 10 minutes of pure oxygen before their attempt, and they break it 29 minutes, 3 seconds. Now, this increase in oxygen, of course, it goes to, you know, oxygen dissolves in your blood plasma. Crucial for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, 29 minutes. Crazy.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. FDA has issued a warning. If you shopped your favorite Walmart store, Great Value, raw, frozen shrimp. I know you don't have to worry about this.
Yeah. Hey, you're telling me something like shrimp is being recalled? No.
Due to the presence of radioactive isotopes.
Whoa. That's, man, they want to recall that. You don't even want to be near that.
Yeah. So if you purchased Walmart's Great Value raw frozen shrimp recently, I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, good. That's done. I would just say don't regardless. There's an idea.
Well, that's because you don't like it.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're right.
Buy a lottery ticket tonight, James. $643 million.
Wow.
I know, right? A Maryland man.
Here we go. Yeah.
Won $200,000 in the Maryland lottery. Pick five using numbers. Okay? You know what he used? His license plate.
There you go.
19363 on a truck. He was stopped at a red light. He saw that and he goes, I'm going to use those numbers. Went in, bought a lottery ticket. $200,000.
Man.
Oh, man.
Maryland, man. We should just start. Anytime these stories pop up, we should just guess the state. That's how we should play this game.
Okay. 36-year-old amusement park enthusiast from England. Guinness World Record on this one, riding 55 roller coasters in a single week. I have no desire to do that.
You got no desire to
no
do that?
No desire to do that. Hey, guess what? Is it tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow. Happy birthday, Ethel Carterham of the UK. She turns, James, 116 years young.
Wow.
Oldest woman, oldest person in the world. 116. Shortly before her 111th birthday, her granddaughter was interviewed and said, they asked her, what's the secret of your longevity? Taking everything in stride.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Remember, there was that one lady that lived a long time, and she said the key to her aging was Diet Coke. I think she said that.
I think you're right.
I live by that every day.
I know you do. She had two daughters, both of whom predeceased her.
Jeez. Wow, that's awful. That'd be terrible.
That would be terrible. In her years as an Army wife, she traveled. She drove until she was 97.
Mm-hmm.
One of her sisters lived to 104. She survived COVID. She got COVID and survived it.
Wow.
I know.
That's crazy. Yeah.
She was 60 years old. Let me think. She was 60 years old when we first landed on the moon.
Wow.
Oh, wow. God love her. Happy birthday, Ethel. Tomorrow, 116 years young. Amazing.
Good for her.
I know, right? Living right.
Here's to 216.
How long will she go?
Yeah.
All right. How many M&Ms are you going to eat in your lifetime?
Oh, man. Thousands.
Ooh, good
probably.
Guess. You're right. The average person, I don't know if I love M&Ms, but you know what? Be honest with you, sometimes I just don't buy them a lot because usually, you know what happens? I pound the bag.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're all going in there anyways.
I pound the bag, but you know what, James? You are going to eat. If you're an average person, you're a pretty average guy, right?
Depending on who you ask.
You're going to eat 11,113 M&Ms.
Wow.
All right. Ethel, this song's for you. Ain't No Mountain High Enough. 8 o'clock. Happy birthday. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Alpha. Don't worry.